Well, Sheriff
That
Mack,
is.
we need to get you back to Virginia. And there's a lot of bad things happening there now. And it's a great state. It's the state of our founding fathers and men like Thomas Jefferson, Madison. What would they think if they saw what's happening today with this new governor and the plans they have? But this is something I think is a bit of good news. You know, we've had a lot of negativity about the Veterans Affairs people over the last, since Vietnam War, probably. And, but anyway, they're saying that the Department of Veterans Affairs announced a major new step to protect veterans' Second Amendment rights, effective immediately. Virginia, the VA will not report
Right.
veterans. The Federal Bureau of Investigation's National Instant Criminal Background Check System has prohibited persons only because they need to get some help from a fiduciary in managing their VA benefits. Can you imagine that you walk into a VA, you're expecting to be treated like somebody that served the nation, did what they were supposed to do, maybe put their life on the line, maybe they came in a wheelchair, and you know, there's some reason why the VA decides they have to notify the FBI that you're armed. So I'm going to give that a positive plus.
Yeah, and all the benefits and welfare entitlements. Let me tell you this right now. Maybe some of you saw this. This was on YouTube, where a congresswoman from Michigan actually was providing statistics provided by FAIR out of Washington, D.C. That's an illegal immigration watch dog group. And I've actually been in their office before, and I've had meetings there with some other sheriffs and whatnot from across the country. And FAIR does a pretty good job. Well, they provided statistics for this congresswoman. And boy, I can't remember her name, but I have it. I'm getting ready to put this in my book. And that is this. In 2023, it's even worse now, but in 2023, under the Biden administration, the United States taxpayers paid $66 billion in aid to illegal aliens. Illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, $66 billion to help those people stay here and have food, clothing, housing, school, so on and so forth. American taxpayers paid $66 billion. Do you want to guess? And she answers that this is actually what she said to other members of her committee and on the floor of Congress, the House of Representatives. She said, "Can any of you guess how much we spent on helping homeless veterans? People who already risked their lives and dedicated their lives to protecting America and working in our military." Okay? Whether you agree with those military moves or not is not what we're talking about. These people were dedicated to America. Okay? They believed in that. They still do. Homeless veterans received $3 billion. $3 billion. What's the percentage of that? 0.5? Okay, out of 66 billion. It's not, no, I think it's, would it be 5%? 5% difference. Imagine that, you see, this is one time I believe that the federal government and all of us have a responsibility to take care of veterans, especially those who were wounded. And in a lot of ways, let's see. Okay. So anyway, that this has happened. If that doesn't make your gut just turn with anger, because those people, the illegal aliens, shouldn't even be here in the first place, and that we're forced to give money to them. And I'm telling you, folks, if I ever get in trouble for not paying my taxes, that's the first thing I'm bringing up, because we are forced by a corrupt government to pay our hard-earned money to our enemies and people trying to destroy our country. Why would we support any of that? Why would any of us pay to perpetuate these crimes and these criminals staying in our country, and at the same time pay for an NGO to provide abortions? And we have to sit here and, as Christians, help pay all this money and forced by the point of a gun and threat of arrest and extortion. And folks, this is that's what I'm going to use as my defense. Will the judge allow it? Probably not, but I'm going to do it anyway, because why do I have the right to tell the truth in the courtroom? Because they make me swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So I'm going to tell the truth, even though the judge will block that. So I am fed up with all this corruption, and I just pray every day that the American people, and that's why I do 3 or 4 podcasts every day. This is my third one today. Oh, and then I have another one at 8 o'clock tonight. So folks, I am crying to get the Patriot community to recognize what's going on, to realize that there's very few solutions out there, alternatives to what's going on, to really turn this thing around. And I know for a fact that the CSPOA has a legitimate, effective, peaceful solution that every American can be a part of and should. And so because I absolutely know that without any question, I can't stop doing what I'm doing. And I thank all of you for being a part of that. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for that, and for the strength that you lend me with your support, and you just being a part of CSPA and being a part of this meeting that we're having right now. We've got to get the American people involved in this solution. And what Jack asks you every time when we start the show, I say every morning because it's morning for me, that you need to talk to your friends, you need to spread the word about this, and we've got to do this and unite in this holy cause of liberty. So thank you all for that so much.
Agreed.